The Democrats seize control of the Senate. Catherine Cortez Masto wins in Nevada, giving the Democratic Party 50 seats, and with the casting vote of the vice president, a majority in the chamber. Republican Adam Laxalt becomes yet another Trump-supported candidate to lose. Earlier, the Democratic Party won in the state of Arizona, where former astronaut Mark Kelly defeated Republican Blake Masters.
I'm not surprised by the turnout. I'm incredibly pleased by the turnout. And I think it's a reflection of the quality of our candidates, and they're all running on the same program. There wasn't anybody who wasn't running on what we did. They're all staying, sticking with it. And so I feel good, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of years.
And a clear loser in the midterm elections is former President Donald Trump, whose endorsement of so many losing candidates will call into question his outsized influence in the Republican Party.
That means we got a runoff.
Another of his choices, Herschel Walker, is likely to face an uphill battle in a runoff election in Georgia next month. The counting of votes is continuing in the House of Representative elections. Republicans still hold a slight lead, but the Democrats have closed the gap with some surprising wins in the past 24 hours. But even if Republicans do take control of the House, it will be by the slimmest of margins. And with control of the Senate, President Biden will still have a lot of leeway to press forward with his legislative agenda. Above all, these midterm elections have cemented his stature as a leader, which in turn will give him a greater degree of control over his party. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Washington.